Welcome to the Let's Kill It podcast. I'm Janice T, former corporate dropout turned full-time entrepreneur, creator, and lifelong learner. Every single week, I bring you mindset hacks and personal growth tips inspired by real stories and experiences. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur, online content creator, or someone who is really looking to grow your business or career and level up your life, well, you're in the right place. Thanks for spending some time with me today, and let the good stuff begin. Welcome to another exciting episode on the Let's Kill It podcast this week. And today, you guys are absolutely going to love this one. It's one that has been highly requested, highly anticipated. And today's topic is how to get a CEO to notice you. In the past 24 hours, I had 5 C-level executives from Fortune 500 companies reach out to me. And in the short career of my business, I've had people who work at Meta, who work at BlackRock, who work at Netflix, and more as paid clients simply because they saw my content online. Yes, on social media. And nope, I haven't spent a single cent on ads so far. And so here's the million-dollar question that I always get, which is, but how does that even happen? How do you get to know so many important people? And why would high-level executives want to network with you? Well, in short, because I give them a reason to. And the good news is you can too, especially on platforms like LinkedIn, aka social media, where literally anyone important in the world that you want to reach is literally one click away. No, really, think about it. This level of access is unprecedented in previous generations, and I really do believe it's a once-in-a-lifetime tool that we should leverage for our business. If you're a smart business owner, you would be on this. And if you're super smart, like my clients, you'll be working with me to leverage it right now, because it could make a six-figure difference to your bank account in less than 6 months, which it did for me and many of my clients as well. So here's the deal. I'm a straight shooter, so I want to share with you some valuable tips on how you can actually level up your networking game, especially on social media. Right? And so when you think about how do I get high-quality people to connect with me, online or offline actually, there are a few golden things, tips, nuggets that I want to share with you that I think could really, really help you advance your game when you're trying to network, when you're trying to connect, when you're trying to reach out to people who are way more advanced than you, for example, right? And I found these things to work incredibly well for myself, incredibly well for my clients, and I know that collectively this has definitely been millions of dollars already in terms of the difference it can make to you, to your business as well. So I'm going to dive right into it. The first point I want to bring up here is to be curious and to never stop learning. Because here's the thing, if you are truly willing to learn, then people are willing to share. And the keyword here really is truly and genuinely. Most people ask fake questions, which are rather surface level and quite thoughtless, honestly, and they only ask it because they want something from the other person. FYI, is quite obvious, aka very obvious. You know, and when you want something from someone else, when you're really like only talking to someone because you want something from them, it's so freaking obvious, and honestly, it's a cringe fest, okay? But genuine curiosity, genuine interest in a topic, it goes a long way. And you want to be thinking about a question. You want to think about a thoughtful question, right? You want to challenge yourself critically before you voice it out. Like, you want to think about, why am I asking this question? How is this question relevant to this room? How is this question relevant to this space? How can I show that I have actually put depth and actual thought into this question? I'm not just asking a question, quote unquote, for the sake of it, right? And the more thought you put into a question, just like anything else, it will actually show and people will respond accordingly. And because everyone is so laissez-faire and everyone is so sort of like thoughtless about the things that they do these days, it becomes really, really refreshing when there's a well thought out question, when there's sincerity, when there's authenticity behind it. People actually can see themselves in you. They can see their past version of themselves when they were like a new entrepreneur, for example, in you. And when they can feel that sincerity, when they can feel that genuine authenticity, and when they can feel that hunger, that desire for growth, that genuine curiosity to learn more, to grow, to become better, they're more than happy, usually, to help you. Or at least a lot of people would be more than happy to offer you their insight and to lend you a helping hand of some sort, or at least an opinion from their depth of experience. So you want to be genuinely curious and never stop learning. If you're just fake curious, like you're just asking a question for the sake of it and not because you are genuinely interested in growing, trust me, it will show and people will be able to sniff it out from a mile away, right? So number one, be genuinely curious and never stop learning. That's going to open new doors, new networks, new connections for you as well. But the key is that it has to be authentic. The second point I want to share with you guys today is that don't pretend to be something that you are not. And I cannot reiterate this point enough. Like when you're trying to be someone that you're not, when you're trying to be something that you're not, when you're trying to be someone off, it shows. I don't know if you've ever tried this before or if you know it, but it shows. And on the flip side, if you've ever been in a space where you can see someone in a room that's genuinely really, really, really trying hard, but trying too hard and trying to be someone that they're not, it's so obvious, right? And so if you're thinking that pretending to be someone you're not will get you somewhere, you're right. It will get you to the exit door of anyone important, because being fake, it's so obvious, and you do not actually get better at your skills and you damage your own reputation. So my advice on pretending to be someone you're not is just don't pretend to be someone else. Just be yourself, but better, right? So if you feel like you're not experienced enough, if you feel like you're not good enough, if you feel like your questions are not thoughtful enough, if you feel like your business is not successful enough, then well, learn more, grow more, be more thoughtful, ask deeper questions, spend more time on thinking about conversations before you actually have them. Spend more time working on your business, spend more time putting in the reps, spend more time to look at what works and what doesn't in your business so that your business actually can get better, so that you can actually be a higher level, better version of yourself rather than just pretending to be one, right? So that's my short, quick but very real advice number two, which is don't pretend to be something you're not, mainly because it doesn't work, and conversely it actually turns people off and leaves you worse off than better than before, because before you would just have zero impression, but now you've made a bad impression of being a fake ass person. So just don't pretend to be someone else, just be yourself but better. And maybe slightly associated with this is my third point, which is that whatever you are, be the best one. Literally, it doesn't matter what you're actually doing, what industry you're actually in, what your job scope actually is, whatever you are, be the best one. If you are not the managing director, if you are not the global country head, don't pretend to be one. But whatever you are, be the best one. If you are just a junior associate, you cannot be the managing director, but you can be the best freaking junior associate that your managing director has ever seen in his life. Be the one to ask questions. Be the one to volunteer your help. Be the one to always over-deliver. Be the one who is reliable. Be the one who is the first one in the room. Be the one to help your colleagues. Be the one who maps out your own career. Be the one to step up for opportunities. Be the one who speaks up in a meeting. Because when you are the best one, even if you are just a junior associate, people will remember you. And trust me, this will pay off in your business. It will pay off in your networking. It will pay off in your career multifold. So Don't try to be someone that you're not, and whatever you are right now, be the best one. If you are a boss, be the best freaking boss. If you're a content creator, be the best freaking content creator. Be genuine. Keep innovating. Keep creating. Keep up-leveling. If you are an entrepreneur, be the best freaking entrepreneur in your industry. Observe what's going on around you and think about how can you improve? How can you be more interesting? How can you build more curiosity? How can you stack your credibility? How can you speak more to your ideal clients? Is there anything about your offer suite that you want to change? Is there a new group of people that you want to reach out to? Is there a better way that you could communicate your messaging so that you can attract the right caliber of clients more? There's always something you can do to improve yourself so that you can be the best one no matter what you do. And when you are the best in your industry, when you are the best in what you do, it becomes a no-brainer for someone to choose you. Because why would I choose second best? Why would I choose sixth best if I can choose the best option out there, right? So rather than fighting to be someone that you're not, rather than hoping that someone else is gonna suddenly give you an opportunity, why not just work at being the freaking best in your space, and it'll become an idiot-proof choice for everyone to choose you. The fourth thing that I want to talk about is that people love being around excited energy, and it makes people want to be around you. It makes people want to help you. It makes people want to see you succeed. And I think this is so underrated, because a lot of the times people focus on all these like super tactical strategies, and well, all of that is true. Sometimes just your energy, just your vibe, just your excitement for what you're building, it's so magnetic. It's so captivating, and it plays such a big part into whether someone likes you or not. When you're genuinely excited about what you do, this is so underrated, because you don't realize this. Like, people love being around excited people. People love being around people who love what they do, people who are freaking passionate about their craft, people who have a light in your eyes, people who can't stop talking about their work because they're so freaking on fire by themselves doing this, creating their dream lives. And you only need to see, you know, that smiley pasta restaurant uncle who greets you with a friendly smile and a sparkle in his eyes. You can see that he freaking loves making pasta. He freaking is so proud of his craft, of his handmade pasta, that you just want to buy from him. Versus the other really grumpy looking lady who's selling pasta on the opposite side of the road. She just looks like, ugh, why am I here? She's like, ugh, I have to sell again. Ugh, I have to entertain this customer again. Ah, oh, my day is so long. I can't wait for this to be over. Like, you see the vibe? And even if they were selling the exact same pasta, and even if they ordered all your ingredients from the same place, I just want to be part of that guy's world. The first guy. The first guy who was always smiley. He, like, loves the craft of Italian pasta. He loves eating pasta himself. He's so proud of his work. He always shows up. He always says hi to you, whether you buy or not. It's just like, you just want to be part of his space. You want to support him. You want his business to do well. And that's why I said, like, being excited about what you do, reconnecting with your work, reconnecting with your value and impact, which is also what I do with my clients, is such an important part, because without this reconnection, without realigning the spark and then integrating that into your business model, your systems and your offers, when you don't have that spark, when you don't feel connected with your work, there's no way that people can buy into you as well. Like, even you don't want to be there. Why would anyone else want to be there? Even you don't want to talk to yourself. Why would anyone want to talk to you? Even you aren't excited about what you do, why would anyone else want to be part of what you do, much less pay you and be part of your world, right? So think about it, truly, because it's one of the most underrated and, to me, one of the highest leveraged things you can do in your business, which is to constantly stay connected with it. So get that sigh off, reconnect with your work, and show up in this world with a smile. It does wonders, honestly. And so I hope these 4 points resonated with you. If there was something that really stood out to you, feel free to drop me a message on Instagram or LinkedIn. These are the two platforms that I'm most active on. I love hearing from you guys, and I would love to hear how this podcast, this episode, or any other episodes in the Let's Kill It podcast has really helped you, has really come in handy for you as a timely reminder or has impacted you in some way, shape, or form. I absolutely love this phase and I can't wait to continue creating more exciting episodes, and I will see you guys in the next one.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed creating it, and I hope it inspired you on your journey towards that next level in your business and life. Make sure to check out the description for show notes with a full rundown of all the juicy details and important links that you need. Also, make sure to share this with a friend if you found this useful, and subscribe here on Spotify or Apple Podcast. It would genuinely mean the world to me to hear from you. So share a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast and let me know which part of this episode resonated with you the most. In case no one's told you lately, you are amazing and absolutely capable of creating the extraordinary life that you dream of and deserve. Now it's time to go out there, do the hard stuff, and let's kill it.